Entrepreneurs, are you ready to find out what is it that's motivating you? What's driving you to be an entrepreneur? But better yet, how to become a successful entrepreneur? Let's get into it. Welcome to Accelerate Your Destiny. I'm Kashana Marrow, your host, and I am so excited today to be talking to my entrepreneurs. Yes, you're running a business, you've stepped out on faith, you've done everything that you needed to do. Now what? It's like I'm out here in the water, Kashana. I'm in the middle of the ocean and I feel like I'm alone. Well, you are not alone. I really want to take time to encourage my entrepreneurs in a few ways. So in this series, we're going to walk out a few things that I really want you to keep at the forefront of your mind about entrepreneurship. The first thing that I really want to talk to you about today is innovation and creation. How important that is for an entrepreneur. It is so important to be able to get into a space that allows you to innovate, that allows you to design and create. And here's the thing, I don't want you to be afraid of not being able to think of everything yourself. Okay, get rid of that responsibility. Sometimes you have to call people in who are better in that area than you are. People who are actually called to design and creativity and innovation and partner with them to come up with that product or that service that you need. Here's an example. Listen, I have wonderful, wonderful video producers. I mean, they're just absolutely amazing. And I'm not just saying that because they're on the other side of the camera, but they're incredible. I can't do that myself. I had to partner with someone who was able to do it. Social media. Oh my goodness. If it was up to me, social media probably wouldn't be as active and you wouldn't be as engaged as you are. But I had to partner with someone to help me to actually get my voice out there. Now, I had to partner with the right people, people that know and understand your brand, people that understand your core values and they're aligned with those core values, people that know how to speak your voice and they are articulate at speaking that. These are professionals. These are, again, people who are called to that. Your creativity and innovation does not stop at you. It actually expands to people who are, again, called in that area, and they can help you to uplift and embolden your brand. That's exactly what you want to do. I remember a few years ago, I read an article that said every 2 to 3 years, people change. Not just that, but every 2 to 3 years, the culture was changing so much and shifting so much that people can't keep up with it. They can't keep up with it. And what they were saying here is when students graduated from high school or college, rather, 2 to 3 years after they graduated, that information was no longer relevant. I think I shared that with you on another podcast. That really rang true to me because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't just kind of sitting in this slump and saying, oh, well, you know, I already know how to do that, so I'm not going to do anything to sharpen myself. No, no, no. You always want to make sure that you know what's going on. Recently, Threads was released, you know, Instagram or Meta or whoever. They released this new platform called Threads. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, another platform. But I also knew that it was important for me to engage in that platform. Again, I'm an entrepreneur. I want to make sure that I stay in the culture and I understand what's going on to navigate my audience. So you want to make sure that you're always in the thick of it. And you have to be a forward thinker. When you are a forward thinker, you know the importance of thinking ahead of the game. It helps you to be strategic. It helps you to be on point. It helps you to do what needs to be done to get it done. Don't shrink back, but lean into it and allow yourself to engage in those things that sometimes make you uncomfortable. It's perfectly okay to do that. It's perfectly okay to do that. So you want to partner with people. You don't want to be afraid to lead into something new. You also want to make sure that you get into creative spaces. Now, here is a shameless plug. I am opening a collaboration space, and I am so excited about that space because it is designed for people who are creatives, who are entrepreneurs and innovators, and they're ready to do something different. And sometimes they have to step out of their basements. They have to step out of their homes and get into a space that allows them to do that. I want to encourage you to find that space. Find a space that allows you to think. Find that space that allows you to breathe. Get around someone who speaks life into your dreams. Get around someone who tells you, you know what, you can do that. Yes, you can do that. Just make sure that you do this or you do that. Take that constructive feedback and allow it to work for you. Build on it. Develop it. Cultivate it. That's when you grow. That's when you become better. That's when you've honed in on your craft and you've done everything that you need to do to maximize your moment. So if you are an entrepreneur, I want to today encourage you. I want to encourage you to be creative and innovative, not in the sense of you have to think of everything, but in the sense of there are things and people who are thinking about it for you and you don't have to. But make sure that you position yourself to receive what they have to give you. And not just that, but you also position yourself to think about new things, to think about how things can be better or become better if you did something to maximize that space. If you implemented whatever your thought, whatever your product or service is, if you injected it in that space, how could it become better? You can only do that when you step away from the noise. When you step away from the noise and you hear and you get focused, that's when you'll see results. Okay, you know what's getting ready to happen, right? We have homework. We have homework, that's right. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to do three things. I actually want you to write down three things that you want to become better in. It may be systems, it may be networking, it may be presenting, I don't know what it is. But whatever those three things are, write them on your paper. Go ahead and write them down. Now, when you write down those three things, I want you to find three different subject matter experts in those areas. Yes, you're going to follow them. You're going to read anything they have, whether it's a book or a blog, article, whatever. Make sure that you read it. I want your creativity to begin to stir up because you may not necessarily know how to do it, but this person may hold the key to your future. They may unlock that destiny that you've been waiting to step into. So go ahead, write down those three people after you write down the three things. Now, make sure that you're following them on social media or make sure that you're signed up to their blogs or schedule a meeting with them. Schedule a meeting with them. And when you do that, you're going to find yourself, your creativity just kind of stirs up. You're kind of, oh, I can do this. I can do that. That happens to me all the time when I'm reading books. I get these ideas and I get these thoughts and I start dreaming because I've stepped into someone else's subject matter expertise and I've allowed it to speak to me. So that's what I'm telling you to do today. I want you to do that in those three areas. Allow yourself to step into their world. Allow yourself to become one with who they are so that you can begin to expand your vision, expand your dream. And if it's reaching out to them and allowing them to do the work for you, then do just that. Hire them today because it's worth it. Thank you again for tuning in to Accelerate Your Destiny. My name is Kashana Merrow. Until next time. I invite you to follow me on my social media platforms. I am on Facebook, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. We have content going out daily for both your professional as well as your personal growth. I'll see you there.